And thank you for tuning in to the Business and Wealth Show with your host, Mac Atram. Let's go. And on this particular podcast, I'm in conversation with Mark Stern. Now, we are talking all things customer experience. So you've got to think about what's the customer's journey from when they come across your product to them actually enjoying your product and being very satisfied. So Mark, he's going to tell us more, but the way I'll describe it, and he can tell us more in a moment, is optimizing the customer experience. So customer experience marketing. If you're sitting there thinking, what is that? I haven't heard of that before. That's why Mark and his team are cutting edge in this area. He came from corporate, then he went into entrepreneurism. So I'm really excited to have Mark on the show here. Mark, welcome. Welcome to the Business and Wealth Show.
Mac, it's great to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
You are most welcome. Hey, Mark, tell us about what is it you do? Because in a moment, I want to hear that. Then I also want to hear a little while about how you came from corporate, why you quit that, and why you went into the journey of entrepreneurial journey, if I can say that. So what is it you do now? Describe that in your own words so people really get it.
Yeah, thank you. So Custom Box Agency is our business. And I think people instantly, when they think about boxes, they think about swag boxes. And we always joke to say swag means stuff without a goal. We're not about swag. We're about getting down to really one of the questions that we tackle with our clients is, do you really understand what it is you're asking your customers to do? And people really don't have clarity on what are you asking them to do? How are they navigating through your products and services? So when we work with clients, a lot of what we get into is, if I can help you define the entire customer journey, and the way that we do it, we start at the end to say, what is the outcome you're selling with your products and services? And then let's go to the beginning to say, how do you onboard and educate people? And what's the pathway from onboarding all the way to get the outcome as to why they bought your products and services in the first place? If I can define that pathway, then the opportunities around it are endless. I can show you ways to gamify your business. I can show you how to incentivize your customer behavior. I can show you how to extend lifetime value as a result of understanding that. Introduce expansion packs. I can show you how to use that journey as sales collateral. So a lot of what we're looking at is, have we defined the journey? And the other thing I'll say is, within a business, customer lifecycle, there's three core journeys you need to think about. One is your acquisition journey. How are you acquiring customers? Then when you acquire them, how do you deliver your products and services? And then the third journey is retention. So we like to look at things through the lens of saying, what's the goal? Is your goal acquisition? To get new clients or customers? Is it delivery? How to deliver a better experience and get results faster? Is it retention? How do I extend lifetime value? Recognition is a big part of that. So that's essentially what we help with Custom Box Agency. And what we help them realize through doing this is an entire physical box experience that almost takes your business and gamifies it into this really clear structure pathway to get people results faster. So that's how we serve people.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. So go ahead. So let me put it this way so everyone gets it. So from a customer acquisition point of view, are you saying customer box, the thing you do, I may get something in the mail. I open it and I think, wow, what is this? All right, show. Okay, for those who are watching, there we go. Mark is holding up something.
Oh, I'll grab some examples. So your question is, there's so many different ways to approach this. Uh-huh. But what I love about physical is it's the kinesthetic. It's the thing that a digital-only product can't do. You know, I've had clients that may have a course or a coaching program that they require you to print out and download all these materials. It's just cheaper just to send them everything, because sometimes when you don't give your customers the things they need, it may be the roadblock that prevents them from even starting the process in the first place. Or they may feel overwhelmed at the beginning. And when people feel overwhelmed, they don't want to feel like a failure. So if we're just talking about acquisition, common things that we see is, it's not uncommon to take an experience and we may create something that is consumable for the client in 30 to 60 minutes. Part of this is focused on relationship building. So what I'm holding up is a fully branded flat mailer experience. A lot of what we love to do is, how can we put you on a journey? This is a flat mailer. This is a client that really helps people beat alcohol addiction. And she has a whole 30-day roadmap that we brought to life as a result on an acquisition piece. And it's just a gamified process where all the tools and resources, as they go through the digital experience, they have everything that they need. We've also had clients do free plus ship books or free plus ship box experiences that the box experience. And what I'm holding up now is probably our biggest, most common product, which is our small box strategy. you'll see that a lot of our boxes tend to be a little bit bigger than a book. The reason we do that is we get into what are the things that we naturally save in life. Well, I know when you read a book, typically when people read books, they don't throw out the book. They put it on a bookshelf. So this is why you'll see most of our boxes are about the size of a book. We'll brand the spine so you can put it on your bookshelf. This may be box one of four. You just created an open loop. But again, even on the front end for an acquisition play, we have clients that are sending out these types of box experiences that we want to preframe to say, if this is the type of experience that I get for a low ticket or a free product, what's it going to be like when I invest in the medium or a higher ticket product at this level? And it's a huge differentiator for businesses because most people don't send physical because they've not cracked the code on how to do it and how to do it in an affordable manner. There's just so much strategy that you can leverage just by tapping into it.
Fascinating. I mean, I didn't realize there are organizations like yours who do this. I thought maybe they'll hire someone on Fiverr or something to create a box. But this is actually end-to-end and giving that customer the experience for them to, I suppose loyalty comes to mind, and for them to be with you over a longer term because they feel that you care. You care about the product so much so you've packaged it the right way. And this is what you help your clients do.
Absolutely. And for us, we want to make it as easy as possible. We'll get into your business. If you have a course or product or info product or SaaS product, we'll go through it because that helps us anchor and understand what is the experience as it is today. We want to know the big vision for the business. And through that, that's kind of where people can come to Austin. We can sit down and help you reimagine how to lay this out. We have a full design team that can bring to life anything that we produce. And then on the back end, we have our own fulfillment center. So we can also send it into production, assemble it, ship it out globally. So we try and make it as easy as possible to be a one-stop solution for clients.
Tell me something. Thanks for that. You came from corporate, you quit corporate, and you went into this entrepreneur's journey. Tell us, what were you doing in corporate and what's happened since then?
Oh, gosh. I used to joke to say I was the poster child of corporate America. I grew up and was told that there was just one natural progression to life. And you graduate high school, you go to college, you have the dream job, and then you go to grad school and you get the dream job in the house with the picket fences. And I followed that path to a T. And it was 2012. I got my MBA at Duke University. After Duke, I found myself $165,000 in student loan debt because we were the class that enrolled after 2008 and the whole market crash that happened in 2008. And then I was committed at least 2 years to a big consulting firm, Deloitte Consulting. I did strategy consulting for many years. So if anyone knows that lifestyle, it's golden handcuffs. You literally are flying every Monday. A cab picked me up at 4:45, took me to the airport, flew to my client, did that every week for 6 years straight. Was living in airplanes, living in hotel rooms. And I had this inner desire that was to be an entrepreneur. But when you work for a consulting firm, they own everything you produce in and outside the firm. So the idea of having a side hustle just wasn't an option because the firm would own it. Right. So it was a really tough time because my mindset, and I would say it's mindset, was the biggest shift that I had to have. But when I got exposed, I went to a conference in 2013 and was exposed to, it was Mindvalley's A-Fest.
Okay.
I had no business being at this conference because I was so corporate. And I got there and it was the first time I met these digital marketers or these online entrepreneurs. And I'm like, what is going on? I remember someone mentioned mastermind to me and I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, what is this? I have no idea this language. Right. And it was exhilarating and it was like there was such a big high, but then it came with such a big low when I left that world after that conference, because you go back to corporate and realize I thought I was on the trajectory that was the only path and I thought I was crushing it. And the reality is I just got exposed to a different way to live a fulfilling life. And it took a good 6 years before I finally made the leap. And it was an event that happened. This was like December, near New Year's of 2017, that, you know, I went to bed and had this eerie premonition that if I stay in this job that I literally had no life, it would kill me. And came back at the beginning of 2018 and told the partner I reported to, I got to go. And I didn't put a 2 weeks notice in. I stayed for 5 months because it's so hard to leave that world. But I wanted to transition everything good. I had no backup plan. And I just knew that if I released the clutter in my brain that was the corporate job that I had, I would free up the mental capacity to figure out and get back into a creative state of something that could fuel me. So I ran into entrepreneurship all in with no plan, with no business, with no structure, with no revenue coming in. It was just a big leap of faith, just to trust myself. And, you know, I think every step I took, because I tried a lot of little businesses, it wasn't failure. It showed me the next step that I should explore in terms of being an entrepreneur. And it eventually revealed what is now Custom Box Agency and the business that we built today, but it didn't happen overnight. It happened over a good 1 to 2 years to finally figure out what was the business that I can see I can commit myself to for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great story there, Mark, because you know, a lot of people sit in corporate thinking, oh, I something's not right here. I want to do something. I need to do something, but they don't make that move. And what you've said is you made the move. You made that commitment into becoming an entrepreneur. It wasn't plain sailing. The first couple of years, still trying to figure it out. And that is normal. You know, as an entrepreneur, someone who's been an entrepreneur for over 24 years, that's a normal thing. This happens. So the good thing is you rode the wave, and now you have a team of over 30 people there, designers and admin and all this kind of stuff. How's things worked out for you?
Oh my gosh, growing a business is awesome. And it's like one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life. And it is one of the most rewarding things, because like every level, you have great systems and great process, and then you grow the business to the next level and everything falls apart. And so my team has just got accustomed to knowing, like, I'm like, when things fall apart, they know that we'll swoop in and we're going to reassess what's going on and then help optimize process or bring in the right systems or hire the right people to balance it out. But I look at them and like, isn't this awesome that like we're at a place that we get to fix this? Because what worked for one stage of your business, you'll quickly discover doesn't work. And then from a team perspective, I think the thing that caught me off guard the most was as the business grew, when you're a small company, everyone wears multiple hats. People are constantly like juggling multiple roles. Even me, I was juggling multiple roles. As we grew, I was pulling hats off of employees and off of team members because I wanted them to focus on their role. And they had to go through a period of mourning because for a while, they like attributed all the varieties of work that they did as in the value that they were bringing to the company, when the reality was we were getting to a place that they could just focus on what they were hired for. And that was a huge transition. I didn't expect it to be as difficult as it was. I thought it'd be great to pull it off, but literally would have to have conversations with some of my top team members just to say, you're a rock star. I just want you to go deeper in the thing. You're a rock star and not have to worry about this. So like they had to go through that mourning period, and then we're better for it because then they truly can step into their zone of genius in a really cool way. So it's just been such a blessing and so much fun. But it's a it's such a game we play as entrepreneurs, but it's a game that I'm here for, you know?
All the way. Now, tell me something. Custom Box Agency, you know, you create these, I don't know, 3D kinesthetic, these products, these touch, feely, this is real. Does your business lend itself to certain industries, or is it very much industry agnostic? It doesn't really matter as long as you're selling something.
Yeah, it's a great question because directionally, and this is the worst answer to give, a lot of it is industry agnostic. Our big five in terms of who we tap into, coaches is a big category for people who have, for us, if you have a big annual coaching program, 6-month coaching program, how we can optimize and gamify, there's a lot that we can do there. Info products, and that includes virtual events and challenges, as well as courses. There's a lot that we can play within the info product space. The third category is software as a service. We have a lot of clients that the first 30 days, if you have a software as a service platform, how do we get people indoctrinated in using it? Because the adoption rate will keep people engaged. The fourth category is service providers, doctors, lawyers, chiropractors, you name it. There's a different strategy because that's how do we get people into the house or into their storefront. So there's a different way you can leverage boxes there. And the last one is e-com. We're launching our own e-com products in the next couple of weeks. And so there's just a different strategy of how we outline it. For any of those, the messaging to market needs to be hyper-focused on the actual avatar because a catch-all just doesn't work. But those typically are the big five. Right now, there's going to be a big push for coaches. Is going to be a big play for us, but all of them are plays that we are actively building campaigns for. The process overall and the workshopping process that we take people through, the result is always different because every business is different, but the approach is the same in terms of how we start to break down the business. And so that's why we can easily, go through so many different types of verticals or niches. So that's, it's a very broad answer, but I will say, biggest thing that changed for me was focus in terms of owning the niche of boxes, but boxes, I could see us one day having a CEO over chiropractors and just having a whole division on just that niche. And you can spin that off across multiple different niches.
Excellent. Do you have, like, let's say you're talking about, we have a lot of service-based businesses, which I know you cater for because you mentioned coaches, consultants, trainers, speakers, those kind of people you mentioned as service-based businesses, as well as, you know, I know you do e-commerce as well. Do you have a three-step, four-step, five-step process you take them through from maybe concept and design? I don't know, I'm not in your business, that you take them through for them to realize, hey, actually, thank you for this information. We can actually create this and it's going to generate this for you, or it's going to help you acquire this type of customers.
We do. We have three core phases that people navigate through as we go through a box build out. The first phase is activate. So that's all about defining the campaign blueprint. So the first part of it is we do a strategy session that I need to see the big vision for the business. Sometimes people come to us saying we want to build a box experience on A. When I see the structure of the business, there's other low-hanging fruit. So part of what I want to do is showcase what all your options are. I'm not here to pivot you. I'm here to show you what your choices are and to amplify what you're doing. So you just know, because people sometimes think they know and they're like, I have to use a box for a $25,000 offer, $2,000 offer. And I'm like, well, you have this $97 offer that has 5,000 people in it that is a recurring $97 membership each month. And you want these people to buy your $25,000 mastermind. Why don't we actually focus it on there? It's a much bigger pool because you give an experience to them and you help get them results faster, then we're going to get them ready faster. Because one of the things you said earlier that I think is important is I don't think people want many mentors. I don't think they want to have to take advice from all different types of people. I think people want to take advice for a trusted mentor that's going to get them results faster. And they're going to stay loyal to that mentor or that program or that product or service because it's helping them get results and it's speaking to them in a way that drives results. What I see too often is people think they need to hire so many different voices and they're all just distracting and competing with one another. And so you get in the state of paralysis. Yeah. And so this is kind of why, like, how do we establish you and your business as their trusted mentor? And part of that is giving them the tools and resources to set them up for success.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love what you're saying. Where did you come up with this concept? What triggered it for you to think, wow, if we create this and get it in front of these people, this is going to really help these businesses? Where did that come from?
So it was totally accident. It was never meant to be the business. What started was I hosted a virtual summit, and I don't know if you're familiar with the virtual summit model.
Yes,
but the ones of like the 2010s was like you interview 30 to 50 people pre-recorded, and then you like dump it on your customer, like, hey, register for free, just give us your email. And then you have like 40 hours of interview content that is all different points of view. There's no structure to it. And so when I heard about this concept, I was like, this is before I did my first one. I was like, oh, this is an undertaking. I interviewed over 40 people and I was just like, this is overwhelming. I just wish someone would send me like information so I can like decipher this faster. Because a virtual summit is designed as a front end piece to get people to buy your higher ticket products and services on the back end. It's a good nurturing piece. It's a good lead gen piece. And I was like, I'm the host of this and I'm overwhelmed. And so I turned the speakers into a publication called Entrepreneur Elements. And I created this periodic table that was riffing off the periodic table of elements. And it was all elements that entrepreneurs should know. I'll send you a copy if you like one. But it was this cool concept. And then every speaker had their own spread that was based on the interview. So it was this cool little booklet. And I was just like, anyone who buys like the all access pass, which just means you just get the recordings for a lifetime, I'm going to mail you this publication. And we sent out hundreds of these publications. And what I didn't expect was people started doing videos showing off the publication. There were speakers would show off the spread that they were featured because I'm edifying them and up-leveling them because now they're in this physical piece. People were teaching it to their Facebook group. I started collecting all these pictures in different places all over the world holding this publication. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. I tied something physical to something digital, and you can't do unboxings or show physical proof with a digital product. No. But the second I added a physical, all of a sudden I created something that people are keeping and showing off, and they're driving more organic traffic to my business. So the next time I did a summit, I was like, it's not going to be 40 people. It's going to be 10. And I spotlighted 10 high ticket experts and did this high ticket online event. And we built a whole box set that just brought to life the speakers and all the value. And we started getting all these organic unboxing videos on Facebook and on Instagram, people showing off the box. Wow. And that was it for me. I was like, okay, this is doing something that a digital only product or service can't do. So if you have a digital product, it is a no-brainer to tie something physical with that. And then that just started getting this momentum of people saying, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And I started telling people how to do it. And then eventually I built a product so I could buy back my time and focus on my other business, which was all about virtual events.
Yeah.
And did this challenge. It was like $27. Go buy the challenge. It teaches you how to do all of this. The challenge took off, and everyone who went through the challenge was like, we love the challenge, but we want you to build a box. So the whole purpose of the challenge was to buy back my time. And it ended up putting me in a place that I was like, okay, I'm going to start this business. Mm-hmm. COVID happened. And my mentor, to your question about niching, which is one of the best lessons I've ever learned, he looked at me and said, I had this business in virtual events and this business I was growing with custom boxes. And he was like, I asked people who is Mark Stern, half of them say you're the virtual event guy. Half of them say you're the box guy. So you're 100% nothing. So you're confusing people. So which are you? And the single decision to kill the business I had built for the last 2 years, which was the virtual event business, and think this is the beginning of COVID. If you were ever going to have a virtual event business, it would make sense when we're all in quarantine. This is the time to go. But it became so bloody red and I just wasn't as excited. And these boxes, I'm like, there's a whole strategy here that no one is tapping into that is such a cool opportunity. And that pivot turned all the competitors in the virtual event space into collaborators because they needed my service. And it just started to take off, and our philosophy and our perspective just kept on growing since then. But that whole, like, it made it easy for other people to say, you know, who does these box experiences? People know us. And so they recommend us because we made it easy. We niched down in a way that it made it easy for other people to help us, you know, spread our message and get out there to the world a lot faster.
Awesome. Awesome work there, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll say great work there, Mark. Mark, listen, the question that I want to ask is this. Have any of your clients, people you've provided service to, have they come back to you and say, hey, Mark, before you, this was this type of conversion we're having, whatever the measurement is, I don't know. But because of you, we're having this kind of numbers now at a front end or otherwise. Any numbers like that?
Yeah, we have tons. So we just had a client who did a virtual event. The virtual event, they had the highest show up rate. So the only thing they did different with this virtual event, this is a virtual event that they've been doing for years. Mm. The only thing they did different is we came in and optimized experience and tied it with the whole box experience. The results were the show rate for this virtual event was the highest. I think they'd increased by like 17% from previous events. The conversion rate for the high ticket offer, it was the highest conversion that they ever had. And if you know, this year, there's a lot of buzz that's happening that the environment has changed. There's a lot of unpredictability with buyers. People are a little bit more cautious, but people are still spending. So even with a lot of the uncertainty that I'm seeing with a lot of businesses, they still had a record year. And they called me up and were like, for the 20 years we've been doing this, this is the best results. And the only thing that we changed was adding a box. We've had people who've done challenges that doubled the conversion rates on the front end because box was like a new opportunity. For one of our clients, it's the red box here. Mm. We basically created this experience that was, and they're all, this is Joe Robert. He teaches people how to launch their own print on demand store. For them, you know, we made it as you are an undercover detective. I can actually show you, it's right here.
Okay.
Solving the mystery of like how to create your perfect print on demand store. Okay. And so the theme, we went a little bit themey. We don't go themey for everyone, but it made sense for what he was doing, what he envisioned. But he doubled his conversion rate on the front end and doubled his conversion rate on the back end for the upsell high ticket offer, which 4X'd the value of the campaign. So there's just things like that, that is, again, I think it's all getting into the spirit of, are you putting up obstacles with your products and services? Are you truly giving people a clear direction and all the tools and resources that they need to be set up for success? Because if I know that journey, I can incentivize it to say, if you take this action, I'm going to trigger what we call a jewel to recognize and celebrate you. And the simple act of incentivizing and giving someone and defining what success looks like for your customers, the reason that that's powerful is that, like, sometimes we don't know when we're going through certain products and services, are we being successful with them? If I define it and make it very explicit, if people are familiar with ClickFunnels, it's very clear. Did you make $1 million using a funnel? Yes or no? We have the Two Comma Club Award. It's a jewel to recognize that. People want to be seen. People want to be recognized. They want to be celebrated. And it was, I think, Brooke Castillo who had a quote that the last time that most people were celebrated was their high school graduation. And I would say it's probably that or their wedding day was the last time for a lot of people. So just the act of saying, I see you and I want to celebrate you as for being on the journey with them may get them to take the action. And I can tell you story after story to get results faster, because I have so many stories of my own journey that the right journey with the right incentive got me to take bigger actions that I didn't realize I was capable of.
Wow. Well, listen, you are listening to the Business and Wealth Show with Matt Atram and also Mark Stern. And I want to say this, if you are, whichever channel you're on, make sure you give us an emoji, a like, a follow, a subscribe, give us something. Also make some comments in terms of what you're picking up and how, what can this do for your business or for your life? You know, just make some comments as well, because you know, these engines love, the algorithms love engagement. So let's get something out there so that we can bring you more awesome, amazing experts like Mark Stern here. Mark, what I want to do is, in a moment, ask you how people can reach you, what, you know, if they want more information or they want to learn more about the stuff you do, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, but two ways you can reach me. One is you're welcome to reach out to me on Facebook. Just look up Mark Stern on Facebook and drop me a message. The other one is just go to our website, customboxagency.com. And, you know, there's a button at the top right. If you want to hop on with a member of the team, you can do a free consultation. We're happy to help brainstorm with you. But again, this is a fun process. And it's just fun to bring you to life through what we do.
Absolutely. Any final words? So customboxagency.com, where they can reach you on Facebook. So what we'll do, we'll put out on the footnotes of the show as well, so people can reach you quite easily. Any final words you'd like to share? Anything I haven't asked you that it's very important that people know or you want to share because it's just maybe exciting or something they should know? Would there be anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always something. But what I will say is this is a game that I think that as you grow your business, it really amplifies who you are as a person. And so this is kind of where I would hold true the values and the beliefs that you have and don't compromise those beliefs. And for me, like there's always the one thing that corporate did not teach me. Corporate didn't teach me how to tap into my intuition and trust my gut and trust my instinct more. Corporate taught me, what does the data say? What's the information say? And if you don't like my recommendation, all I need to say is show me better data. Like that is that world. And coming in, becoming an entrepreneur, I think one of the things that has set me up for success is trusting my intuition. And there has been countless times that people have come forward with opportunities that they sound like no-brainers. It seems like something good to do, but my gut was like, there's something that doesn't feel right. Right. And I think that that has been one of the things that I've learned to trust a lot is that, I mean, there's no FOMO when you lean into your gut and trust your gut. And so I can't tell you how many times that like I've had a, like it sounds interesting, but I don't think that's the right fit for me. Something just doesn't feel right. And then something a couple months later, you look back and you're like, yep, all right, I was right about that one. if I had anything to say to people is, yes, it's important about, understanding a lot of the fundamentals, shifting the mindset from a corporate mindset to learning how to play the game of entrepreneurship, mindset. It's so big in this game, but understanding to trust yourself in a way that you don't want to compromise your own integrity, because it may lead you down the wrong pathway. So just trust your, learn to lean into that, your own intuition.
Perfect. You said it right there. And these are wise words for any entrepreneur. So I want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Remember to subscribe or follow. Mark, I want to say thank you. A big thank you to you for your insights, your knowledge, for bringing this value to our audience over here.
Amazing. Thank you, Mac. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Awesome. All right. Take care, guys. Until we speak again, keep doing your awesome business. And remember, build your business, not just for income, but build it for wealth. Mac Atrum checking out. See you soon. Bye for now, guys.